Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as you can for today's trading opportunities. Good morning. Hope you're all keeping well and you had a good weekend. Let's get straight into it then. We'll, of course, start with our risk warning. Just take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. Now, all profitable traders, they need to determine which markets to trade. A huge amount of volatility in much lighter, lower volume driven markets, with it being the summer markets. So it does create quite a difficult dynamic, let's say, for traders, certainly day traders. Now, if you mix into that the complexity behind a lot of the geopolitical sort of developments, central banks, monetary policy decisions, which are coming thick and fast, there's an awful lot to really for these markets to grapple with, and that's really what they're doing. And there's a lot of overreactions and in both directions, actually. It's not just in one direction at the minute. So we're certainly looking forward to September markets, which are, you know, almost back to normal. There's a lot of sort of stop loss trade, very specific sort of price moves, which you know, chase people's stops. We experienced it again overnight as well. So let's break it down for you. We'll determine hopefully which markets to focus on. Where do we then enter and exit those markets? How do we manage risk? Trade management as well is an important feature. Although we've not been able to manage trades that well, it's more about trade mitigation and perhaps booking in smaller levels of profits as often as we can, but certainly a challenging background for sure. Trend psychology is very, very interesting. It's interesting to get such a panic like we saw 2 weeks ago in the equity markets, and all sorts of markets were moving in all sorts of different directions. And then to get a complete reversal over the last week of that very, very bearish move, you know, I suppose this is often what happens when fear and anxiety is at the core of, you know, very significant global moves, moves in finance, where you get capital coming out of one very, very popular area and it's flooding the other. I suppose the dynamic in the yen is a really interesting one to watch. So we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of trying to be as consistent as we can, still trying to take decisions around major levels of support resistance, be accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course be patient as well. Okay, so let's have a quick look at potential market moving news. So last week was pretty quiet. There seems to be more of a technical reversal of some of the selling that we saw 2 weeks ago. We started to see all of that unwind, and now we're at levels which exceed where we were 2 years 2 weeks ago. Let's just go back, because it is worth just commenting on the inflation story in the US. It's moving back a little bit more in line with Fed expectations, and it does allow UK CPI come in higher than previous, but lower than forecast. So that's an interesting move there for the pound. US CPI headline CPI coming in marginally lower than the 3% mark. So we'd expect markets to kind of rally off the back of that. What's interesting in these markets is the moves that we've seen in the dollar. The equities and the yen seem to be a little bit more. Well, the problem with the yen is you need such a really wide stop loss because it's so volatile. But the equities, the yen, and pretty much gold have probably been the most coherent moves, although quite excessive swings we've seen literally in the last 2 weeks. So not as easy or straightforward perhaps as it looks. UK GDP month on month is pretty flat. there is some sort of positive signs beginning to filter through for the UK economy. And then we got the retail sales and unemployment numbers, really surprising to the upside on the retail sales, and the unemployment claims actually coming in significantly. If you remember 2 weeks ago, or was it 3 weeks ago now, we had this massive blowout. We're expecting 236,000 jobs to be added to the US, unemployment claims to be filed in the US. And we saw a sizable gap up. So there's a bit of panic up at these higher levels. And now we've kind of reverted back to lower than where we were kind of 2 weeks ago. So we're seeing wild swings in markets. That's playing out in the data as well. Data that gives you one impression one day, and then you get a news event come out and it gives you completely different view on things. Bond markets, while we're at them, we're getting a little bit of a bounce off the lows. This is the 2-year. So what does this tell us about the bond markets? Is that they're pricing in a series of cuts off land very much at the four. We've got a bit of indecision around the 4% level. Obviously, we could rally from here back to 450, or we could actually see further rollover to the downside. We were really close to uninverting a couple of weeks back, and now we seem to be widening again. So we're now 18 4.04 level. So I suppose consolidation maybe around these sorts of levels. Will markets sit at these levels, bond markets that is, will they sit at these levels for some time now? Certainly we're likely to see these markets just drift over the course of the remaining summer, will we see any big moves now between now? I mean, we do have Jackson Hole Symposium in next week, isn't it? So that's going to be quite interesting for markets. And really, it's not about whether the Fed will actually cut rates now. It's more to do with the fact that the pace of the rate cuts, which will be at the four. So what have we got this week? So today we've got nothing of any significant importance. We're going to be hearing from a few central bankers. So FOMC member Waller will be speaking. So it's going to be interesting to see what these central bankers will be saying about these markets. Tomorrow we've got Bostic and Barr. Jackson Hole Symposium. We're already the 19th of August, aren't we? So the FOMC meeting minutes will be quite interesting on Wednesday. And then Thursday, Jackson Hole Symposium. And we'll be hearing from Jerome Powell, I think, on the Friday. Fed Chair Powell due to speak at 3 p.m. So that's going to be a really interesting development for these markets. Manufacturing, services, unemployment numbers. So quite a relatively quiet market dynamic really until Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. for the FOMC meeting minutes. And then we've got a whole slew of news events ending up with these central bankers and the Jackson Hole Symposium. So markets will really probably begin to react really quite aggressively to that particular event. Just bear in mind, we are trading much, much lighter markets with it being a summertime, with most traders, not at their desks at the minute. So one thing to point out is the complete sort of V-shaped retracement that we've seen across all of these markets. Even on the hourly, we've seen some big rollovers to the downside, followed by some significant reversal price action. We've now, interestingly enough, on Friday, we finished remarkably strong in gold. We still had that V-shaped recovery. And like gold, like crude oil, we just kind of pulled back a little bit before we saw this, you know, really rampant kind of rally at all-time highs now, gold. But elsewhere, we've seen this, these V-shaped recovery moves. So it, I suppose the question now at these highs and at these current prices is, where do these markets go from here? Are we going to get further momentum to the upside, very much supported by potentially Fed policy for now, in terms of the right reasons for the Fed to start cutting rates seem to be in place? This idea of a soft landing, inflation coming down, which we saw last week. So that's a positive dynamic for equity markets. As long as the Fed meet the market's expectations, and there's no guarantees that that would be the case. So for now, we've probably got a bit of a bias to the upside. We might get a little short-term corrective move. If we do, we sell off, we look to sort of buy at lower prices. The dollar's a really interesting one. Just a quick flick through the dollar. We're up at these higher levels, strong levels of resistance around the 110. We're up at those levels, really quite aggressively up at those levels as well. So let's, there's that V shape again. The pound is rallying very, very aggressively. And the yen is making, it's looking like we're finally getting that strong yen trade beginning to filter back in. So the unwinding of that carry trade seems to be in place. We have the Fed bringing down rates. We have the BOJ bringing up rates, slowing down their bond buying, removing the tightening the financial conditions for the Japanese economy to some degree. The yield curve control has been dismantled. So the yen and the BOJ have made quite a few steps, although they keep trying to row back on those steps, and that's what's making these markets. So yeah, that yen still needs focusing on, and we might get some good opportunities there. So the Swiss finally retraced this sort of quite strange move that we saw on Thursday. We're finally back down below those levels. The dollar CAD strengthening, V-shape again, upside down, of course. And the Aussie dollar, we did get a breakout to the upside above those highs on Friday. Further momentum higher as well. Could argue there is sort of significant resistance at these kind of highs. So there's your big V-shaped recovery again in the New Zealand dollar. Again, like the Aussie, kind of have made progress in terms of reversing off its lows, but now we're going to wait and see if we get a structural failure trade higher. Still running into an awful lot of resistance around many of these markets. So the dollar is in a bit of a strange place. I suppose the potential for some peace talks is very slowly playing out in the Middle East. There is still threat from Iran, some, you know, retaliation really for killing one of the senior leaders, is still apparently in the pipeline, and this is going to be sort of binary to some degree. And if there is no attack forthcoming that's of any major significance, then we'll probably sell off. If all of a sudden Iran strike out of nowhere and it's kind of a meaningful strike, you know, you'll see prices rallying. Our overall bias is absolutely lower, and clearly the overall bias in gold is to the upside. And so we do have, I mean, we've got the potential for a bit of resistance up at these levels. So that's what we were trying to trade on Friday, and the market proved really quite choppy with a little bit of stop loss hunting really in the early hours of this morning. So no major surprise to get a bit of short-term selling, but you'd be looking to buy at lower prices. Okay, and then finishing off with the indices. Again, all of it is V-shaped in recovery. 2 weeks ago, excessive selling. And now you could argue probably excessive buying, but there's euphoria in these markets. Now there's a decent trade for something like the Nikkei. If the yen continues to weaken, if the yen continues to strengthen, then you'd probably expect a little bit of selling in the Nikkei. European bond markets, there's we had the German finance minister suggest that they can't commit additional funding beyond I think it's the 3 or 4 year funding commitments that are currently in place. So that's a bit of a worry for Ukraine in their fight against Russia. So yeah, there's we're at important levels in many of these markets, so it's a little bit challenging. I think we've finished with this yen current weakness, this reversal really in the yen story. So risk on, stroke mild. So mixed market conditions. It's kind of where we're at. Yeah, so the dollar's really been a bit of a choppy market to work with. Further yen weakness, dollar weakness, I think it's probably still in place. So potential for indices strength. I think that's probably a better way to put it. If we do get a bit of softening today, it might just give us an opportunity to start buying at lower prices. And the Nikkei could be so it's worth probably building in. So yeah, please note summer market conditions are in place, so continue to act with caution. yeah, like a cautious mindset perhaps is not such a bad thing really at the minute. If you take a trade, maybe smaller size, maybe wider stop losses, it certainly seems to be a market that would be some favorable steps, as opposed to obviously, you know, going hard at these markets and working with really small stop losses and things like that. And some of the moves we've seen, of course, are pretty significant in nature and swing related as well. So, yeah, it's a time of year which we really don't like trading to any great extent. And we seem to experience the same thing every single year. And because of these lighter market conditions, market makers can move price to take you out of trades. It's a bit easier for them. That begins to change now in September when markets are back to full tilt. So yeah, it's an interesting period right now for many reasons. And there is a fragility there, isn't there? There's a bit of fear and anxiety that seems to take over. And it's irrational. It's not necessarily rational market dynamics. So yeah, bear all these things in mind. And by all means, if you take a trade, do so, but keep that risk low. That would be our takeaway from this session. So on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. It does look and appear to have this strong soft landing narrative at the forefront with positive economic data from last week, a dovish Fed, rate pivot at the core of these narratives. And we're seeing, you know, some progress on the tech side of things, the AI tech rally. So it's ticking away in the background. So risk on, indices higher. It's the dollar that's really been probably the most difficult market out there. We'd have further downside expectation of bond yields, but they've been sort of sitting around their recent lows. And commodities, like, we've basically got gold up and oil down. So markets are moving, of course, just for slightly different reasons. Okay, so listen, on that note, guys, we've posted today's trade plan into the chat box. Looks like in the indices, we're getting a bit of a pullback, and probably we could get a decent pullback there, but an opportunity to perhaps buy at slightly lower prices. There's the potential for further US dollar weakness. Be selective, pick trades that are kind of better quality, better type of setups. And that takes a little bit of time. That's not that easy or straightforward at the minute because of these V-shaped moves that we've seen. And yeah, the potential for the yen to strengthen. So that's the dollar yen, euro yen, pound yen continue to the downside. And that would likely to force the Nikkei to sell off as a result. So bear all these things in mind. And we are trading summer markets now, so it's a bit of a difficult dynamic. All right then, guys, on that note, listen, we let you go. We'll switch over to our European live trading room. If you can join us for that, fantastic. We'll see how we get on. If you're interested in learning how to trade financial markets, you can access one of our live trading and education bundles on our website. It starts from just $59 per calendar month. For more information, just go to thelivetraderoom.com. And we'll speak to you then. Thanks so much, guys. Take care. Bye for now.